Welcome to Traveling On, Words and Music of the Santa Fe Trail. I'm your host, Jack Loeffler. In this series of programs, written and narrated by Richard Bodner, with musical direction and guitar work of Carl Bernstein, we weave original composition and traditional sources to bring the trail legacy to life. With such a rich heritage, no one can tell the whole story. On the one hand, down to earth and varied as the individual people and events. On the other, epic as the broad sweep of the continent and the long roots of human culture. We follow a branching trail, therefore, never still, never static, shifting with time and geography, trying to catch a moving reflection of the changing trail experience, starting before the beginning with Earth's shaping forces and the earliest broad cultural currents with origins, worlds in motion.
In the beginning is nothing. Darkness without form. No earth, no space, no time. And out of that, the creative spirit stirs. The first worker becomes a thought, a seed of sound arising.
Everything in a dream like shadows. Earth, our mother. Sky, our father. And one by one, animals shaped out of mud and mind.
Trail, a dark cloud, a roll of thunder, wind in tall grass.
Only water and wind and mind. Just earth, dust and rock and spirit taking shape. Breath in the clay, the reed, and the word. The original song of wonder in the world, becoming part of that earth life, that cloud stream, that water like blood, that shared air we breathe, that song of a million birds taking wing. That mind half absorbed in the water and ground, following the natural contours of the land. The continent taking shape from molten core, fire and ice, the flowing on and the staying still. The movement of prairies and the mountains bulge. The breathing and branching, spread and contraction, with each rain and flood, fire and drought, the give and take of arroyos and shifting shades of brush. The commerce of canyon runs and dry rocky hills. And that heart longing explosion of song that drives the leaping forth on the road of the seasons, beckoning the spirit into its long, white-capped horizon. Like a river that starts on the mountain with 1,000 rills running together. The falling and the melting snow. The glacial pool. The life-giving cloud. Atoms and molecules and great sea currents. Streams running together along channels changed by the flowing. Music of the river and the willow run, wind and rock, trails forming from where the movement can and cannot go. On a journey beginning with the land that was here before us. And remains here after us. Shaping all journeys out of itself.
According to the ancients, great-grandfather, when he was about to make a new two-legged creature to travel the paths the animals had created, to be sure they could find each other in the noise to follow, gave the animals a chance to choose their own voices. So Coyote went to Eagle and asked, "Have you chosen a voice?" And Eagle said, "Yes, this is my voice." And Coyote said, "That is a great voice. Maybe I'll choose it too." But Eagle said, "No, it is a voice fit only for those who soar close to the sun like me." So Coyote went to Owl and asked, and Owl said, "Yes, I have chosen. But it is a voice fit only for those who fly in the night with soft wings like me." So Coyote went to Cougar, the mountain lion. And mountain lion said, "Not fit for the likes of you." Until finding all the noble voices taken, Coyote became very sad at not having a voice and howled out his unhappiness. And ever after that, has been Coyote's voice, reminder of one who travels all the trails in search of himself.
In the beginning was the Word, all knowing and being one. And God said, "Let there be light," at the heart of the way and the naming. Ever after, each passage leaves a track. Wagon ruts where four have passed abreast. Words and music in the stream of time. As we name what we notice what we name. Trails of attention blazed along the joining of place and mind, nature and culture.
for the first time, I have seen the mirages or false ponds, so deceiving that a thirsty traveler often breaks from the party to gain the long-wished-for luxury. But ere he reaches the brink, it vanishes. Susan Shelby McGoffin.
So the trail begins again with each journey, becoming the history of all passed along it, even the mirage becoming part of the landscape, as histories run together, like rills, rivulets, rivers in the watershed, beginning wherever we are, with memory of where we've been, embedded in the trails of breath and sound. Reading time in the landform, voice in the place, and out of the word, all order and meaning, form and voice, given a heart of light, memory given a map, culture a medium.
A great circle with more centers than anyone can count.
We begin to think of experience as rhythm, the roll of thunder, or the run of wind in tall grass leaves a track, a mold, by which our very mode of expression is shaped. Mary Austin.
Out of that Eden, the land life emerging through time, the dance of night and day and season on the earth, the peopled worlds take shape. Events unfold. History happens. The adventure begins and continues. People respond with the art and culture of it, the word and music of it, the naming and ordering of it, the song of it, the story of it. Song lines traced in tracks of land and myth. Stories of the journey.
For man is not himself only, but all that he sees. All that flows to him from a thousand sources, some too deep for naming. He is the land, the lift of its mountain lines, the reach of its valleys, the rhythm of its seasons, and variation of its vegetal patterns. The splendid wine of sunset spilled along the Sangre de Cristo, taken in and given forth as a music, a prevailing tone of thought. Mary Austin.
Come, we'll follow. Flow free as water. Roam free as wind along the landforms. Draw in the life of land and water flow, spring to spring, crossing to crossing. Leave the settled-in world to find ourselves anew, through the horizon. At home on the trail, traveling on. Whether following paths across a land bridge, stepping stones across the straits, down the glacier, along the coast, along the riverbed and mountain spine, following the grazing herds and winter sun, or following wind across water, riding seas and rivers, following the star map, following the spirit voice, following elders, parents, ancestors, old charts and stories. Following the cloud, an open way, in the give and take across worlds. Or here from the beginning, part of the first spirit, part of the cloud stream and rain, stone, spire, clay, and ground, just a slight shift in our concept of the self, at one with this earth life, following bear and elk, mule deer and mammoth, following the song of a million wings, following seasons, storylines read in the land, following buffalo grass, following buffalo, planting seeds of whatever we eat, following the commerce of elements and weather, one's only final home is on the trail. And off again, on another kind of journey.
Trading macaw feathers, shells, and sacred stones, corn and eagle claw, squash and bearskin.
Trading salt and song, vessel of word and clay. Trading knowledge and news, seed and animal hide, drum, flute, and rattle, bone and blood, turquoise and connection. On trails that are ties in a strengthening web, channels of exchange that make us more. Bringing the far near, even to our own door. Carrier of the song, story, poem, and instrument. Carrier of the surrendered self, bride and bridegroom, trailblazer, spy, and scout. On a sacred walk from place to place, emergence spring to the listening camp. North again, and east and west, and south again, seeking the center, the ancient root. Returning with voice, word, and heart refreshed. Even soft moccasins leave a trail, even bare feet. A language of tracks in water and stone. Pigments on skin and hide. Knots in a cord. Hand signs shaped from speaker to speaker across boundaries, with endless variations on the themes. Each grandfather and grandmother, each band and clan and nation with its own stories and songs, language and lineage of word and music maps to orient the offspring in the journey from life to life, across the days and months and years in motion, time itself traveling on. And returning, where the heart renews its life. I remember there were meadows of blue and yellow wildflowers on the slopes, and the still sunlit plain below, reaching away out of sight.
There were many people, and oh, it was beautiful.
That was the beginning, and it was a long time ago.
What we have yet to realize about our ancients is that they were, in their own fashion, charged with that strange human hunger to know, which drove the ships of Columbus over the edge of a new world. Mary Austin.
There on the blue horizon, across the whirlwind sea, Spanish sails puff out with the commander's will. New words and music crossing the sea of time. Though we do not know ourselves whither we sail, nor what destiny holds in store over that earth curve that seems to be the dividing line between present and future, though we do not know, we go.
Yo no digo esta canción, sino a quien conmigo va. I will tell this song only to those who go with me. Anonymous, Spanish ballad of the 15th century.
Come, we'll follow. The white wakes behind ships. The dust trampled by troops and herds. The wagon tracks rolled into a royal road.
Sin otra luz y guía, sino la que en el corazón ardía. With neither light nor guide, but that in the ardent heart. San Juan de la Cruz.
It seemed an enchantment, towers and temples rising from the water, things never heard of, nor seen, nor even dreamed. Bernal Díaz del Castillo.
Oh, Tenochtitlan. When the great lake capital was razed, the flames that burned the codices glimmered all night in the dying water, blotting out the stars.
There is probably no instance in history where so vast an enterprise has been achieved by means apparently so inadequate. William Prescott, Conquest of Mexico.
Cada flor cuesta una herida, and each flower cost me a wound. Luis de Góngora.
And the wounds were words in a thousand tongues, life's longing for a voice.
Decir que tus fluidas palabras me estrechan al calor de mi niñez es poco. Decir que tus sonidos melifluos me llenan el alma misma es poco. Decir que tu voz sonora me evoca fuertes y hondas emociones es poco. Decir que el perfume de tu aliento me eleva una y otra vez más allá. Es poco. Sin duda alguna nos encontramos desentrañablemente unidos, pues compartimos en el fondo con vitalidad el mismo corazón. Tu sangre y la mía rugen con desenfrenado mutuo amor, pues hoy y siempre fui, soy y seré poco sin tu calor.
children of the sun, the sword, the word, up through the interior.
Hijos del sol.
After cities of gold and silver mines.
In search of souls to save.
Just trying to survive.
With Estebanico, the Moor, our spokesman. Los indios understood us by signs as well as if we spoke each other's tongue. For though our little group knew six languages between us, there were a thousand variations here. Cabeza de vaca.
I have met Comanches, Kiowas, Apaches, Caddos, Snakes, Crows, Pawnee, Osage, Cherokees, Choctaw, Chickasaws, Saxon Fox, Potawatomis, and other tribes whose vocal languages we did not understand, but we communicated freely in sign language. Little Raven, Southern Arapaho.
The word takes many forms, even with a single tongue.
My lady is gentle as a lamb, and softer than a pat of butter. Sancho Panza. Pasamos por aquí.
And the trail of my mighty deeds will serve you as a guide to where I may be. Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Of arms I sing, and of the man heroic. Las armas y el varón heroico canto, y la redondez del mundo, todo escuche. Gaspar Pérez de Villagrá, Historia de la Nuevo México, 1610.
Changing the country forever with their herds of cattle, sheep, and horses.
Out into the plains, we rode with the wind across the day and took the trail with a steadier stride when the whole village moved.
Sometimes it seemed the whole world was in motion, and no one route, no one trail, could contain all that wandering.
We've been listening to Origins, Worlds in Motion, part of Traveling On, Words and Music of the Santa Fe Trail. Written and narrated by Richard Bodner, musical direction and guitar work of Carl Bernstein, native flute and storytelling, George Deertrax Tyler, voice and poem, Dr. Sarah Harris, additional voices, Enrique Lamadrid, Suki Hughes, Allison Moorer, mandolin, Steve Townsend, trumpet, Steve Ledger, N. Scott Momaday excerpt from The Way to Rainy Mountain, produced at Peregrine Arts Studio by Jack Leffler, with support from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities, Conway Foundation, New Mexico Highlands University, the Corazón de los Caminos, Heart of the Trails chapter of the Santa Fe Trail Association, and others. With thanks to all who've helped us give voice to the land, history, and culture of the Santa Fe Trail. This is Jack Leffler. Thank you for listening.